You're listening to SBS News.
A group of 4 to 6 men followed me, asking me where I was going, and eventually threatened to rape me.
A group of drunk men surrounded me, grabbed me, pushed me around between them, and were yelling at me.
I always get catcalled by groups of men.
4 men followed me in their car at uni, making comments about my body and offering me money to perform various sexual acts.
As you heard in that video by Plan International, sexual harassment can take many forms, from lewd comments to catcalling, or to following women and girls as they go about their daily lives. The research looked at this type of harassment in 5 cities: Sydney, Kampala, Lima, Madrid, and Delhi. In Sydney, street harassment commonly involves threats and abuse being yelled from cars, while in India, harassment is rife around school buildings, prompting some girls to leave school early. Plan International's Hayley Cull says changing social attitudes is the only way to prevent this harassment.
We need men and boys to step up. Men are better than this. There are better ways to bond with male friends. So we need every boy, every man to step up and call it out when they see it.
Plan International's Free to Be campaign research was carried out in partnership with Monash University and digital consultancy Crowdspot. It relied on testimonials from 750 girls in the 5 selected cities, encouraging them to drop a purple pin on areas of their city where they felt safe and an orange pin in areas where they felt unsafe. They were then encouraged to share their experiences in these areas. It's the second report on the issue, with this report also focusing on the role male bonding plays in the harassment of women and girls, noting that many men that harass women are in groups. Peter Strecker, a psychologist who runs behaviour management programs for men, says there's a prevailing social culture which sees this type of harassment as a harmless male group activity.
Many men are used to behaving like that towards each other, and see it as banter and harmless, but they don't understand the intimidation and the threat that sexual harassment causes on the street.
Plan International runs its Safer Cities for Girls program in 3 of the cities which participated in the research, and also in Cairo, Nairobi, Hanoi and San Francisco. Hayley Cull says countries that seemingly have little in common can learn much from each other in combating the problem.
In some ways, the fact that this is universal is what gives us hope that we can change it. It's because we can start to see what works in other countries. We can start to understand how we can tackle this at a social level. Plan International works with girls and also with groups of boys in countries all around the world, including in places like Delhi and Lima, where there are really deep-seated issues. And we see day in, day out that by engaging with people and talking about these issues, we actually start to change it. So it gives us a real hope that we can draw learnings from different places. And in here in Sydney and in Australia, we can learn just as much from other parts of the world as they can from us.
In Australia, there are programs in schools and universities looking at respectful behaviour. There are also programs and campaigns encouraging men to become active bystanders and call out their friends who are harassing women. The report found bystander intervention was rare, and if it did happen, it was often other women who intervened. But Mr. Strecker thinks shifting the culture is likely to take some time.
Many of the men, when they're catcalling towards a woman, are actually signalling to their friends rather than the woman. It's very unlikely that a woman will respond positively to them. Men are actually trying to get brownie points from their mates. So it's up to their mates to make sure that that behaviour isn't encouraged and it's actually seen as a cowardly act rather than something heroic. We've seen how cultures have changed when it comes to attitudes towards drink driving over the last 20 years or so. And I think now the time's right to focus on this and try to make catcalling and sexual harassment on the street a thing of the past.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.